Brother Darren come read for us.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be division among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together to give remembrance of the sacrifice you made upon the cross. And we are thankful for that sacrifice, for we can rest in that all was accomplished and accept it when you sat down at the right hand of the Father. We pray that you be with Ken and be with us as we call to mind this glorious time. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
I'll just make a few comments on the portion Brother Darren read before we partake. You can see some of the confusion that was going on in the early church that relates really to some of the things that I spoke of the conflict between cultures, Jews and Gentiles coming in. Gentiles that the Lord brought in, they had never been under any of the type of teaching that the Jews had, and so did not have the same qualms, if you will, about what they ate or didn't eat. Whereas the Jews, at this point, still living under that mindset of bondage, could not partake in what others brought. And when Paul said that he'd heard there were divisions among them, that's what it was all about. Things pertain to food and other things depending on the different cultures or background. But the point of the Lord's table is all that goes away. That there's one body, that Christ is redeemed, and it doesn't matter what your social status is. Here, there were rich and poor coming together. And many of the poor that worked for the rich were still at home cleaning up the dishes when the rich were sitting down and eating. By the time they got there, there was nothing left. And they went ahead and ate, didn't think about those that didn't have, and probably the most needy. And so that's why the Lord said through Paul that he praised them not. Their coming together was nothing but chaotic. He said, if you got things you like to eat, eat at home. But don't bring that in with you, because the one thing this is about, and that's what this is here, is when I'm holding my hand here, the two emblems that God has given us to remember his son, the bread, which is unleavened, without sin, represents Christ, and then his shed blood. And what it is a symbol of how God has been pleased to save Jew and Gentile, bond or free. It's through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where he reconciled forever sinners from every tribe, nation, and tongue. And for us to be able to have this and hold it in our hand without fear of somehow, ooh, you know, what if a crumb falls off? Is that a part of Christ's body that has fallen? No. It's an emblem. It's a picture of his body. The same thing with the cup, the blood shed. It's in remembrance. Christ said, do this in remembrance of me. And when it says there, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, it's not that we're to try to make ourselves worthy to partake. Again, you have to see everything in the context. Those that were eating and drinking unworthily were looking down their noses at some of the others that were sitting around the table with them, thinking themselves better than the other. Well, I'll tell you, if there's anything in your mind and heart or mind that makes me think I'm better because I have this in my hand, then that's to eat and drink unworthily. And as he says, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Notice, one body, Christ's body. Whether Jew or Gentile, bond or free, all of that is done away. And whom the Lord loves, he chastens. This was a prominent problem going on, not just a one-time thing. It was an attitude problem. You know, that's what repentance means. Repentance means have an attitude adjustment. The best way the Lord gives his children an attitude adjustment, it's like when I was raised. You know, I got an attitude adjustment with a paddle. And I'll tell you, it does change your mind and heart, knowing that chastening is coming, but whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And that's why Paul said, this caused many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. The Lord you don't bow, but you're the Lord, he'll take you out. And for no other reason than to maintain his glory and honor. And so he says, when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. I'm thankful for the Lord's chastening to come through his word, through his providence. Else we would be just like the world, following after another gospel, another Christ. I love at the end, I know the context isn't the same, but in verse 34, I love, because we just talked about rest, didn't we? It says, and the rest will I set in order when I come. I think of that, the rest being Christ, and setting these things in order with them once again, how we need to hear it. So let's thank the Lord for the bread and the cup, and then we'll partake. Gracious Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the emblems that we hold in our hand of Christ, representing that body which was broken for us, crushed. Please you to crush him, just like take seed and crush it in a mill to produce bread, but this do in remembrance of him. And also the New Testament in his blood, represented by this cup. that as oft as we drink it, we remember him. I pray that as we partake now, we might do so, and we give you the praise, honor, and glory in his precious name. Amen.